Hey podcast, today we've got a powerful message from Pastor Russell Evans titled Dreams. Before we jump into it, check out some brand new music available today.
What's up everybody, Joth here from Planet Shakers. Are you ready for some new music? Planet Shakers brand new album, Over It All. Today, stream it now. Planet Shakers, Over It All.
Today, I want to share with you on the topic dream. This year is a year of acceleration. Divine acceleration comes through dreamers. You remember Joseph? Here he is and he has a dream, but everything in that dream seemed to stop. He got sold as a slave. He then got put in Potiphar's house. He got accused of things he never did. You know, sometimes people say where there's smoke, there's fire. Not always. Joseph was accused of something he never did. Same with Jesus. And what a terrible situation to be in, to be accused of something you never did and you end up in prison. But he kept himself dreaming. He kept dreaming. It seemed like he had lost so much, but divine acceleration comes to dreamers. Divine acceleration comes to people who believe. Is there any believers out there? In this season, the devil has tried to rob, steal, kill and destroy. But I've got good news for you. Jesus came to give you life and life to the full. And life to the full comes when you engage with God Himself. He is a dreamer. He dreams about you. He thinks about you. His plans for you are for good. Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know, this week on November 11th, the Commonwealth countries around the world have a thing called Remembrance Day. Many other countries have days like this, but on the 11th day of November at 11 o'clock, we all stop for a minute silence to remember all those who fought in wars for us. Why do people fight in wars? Why do they battle? Because they have a dream for a better life, a better society, and they decide to stand and fight for what is the right that God has given them. And so in Australia, they say over 100,000 people have died in wars, but hundreds of thousands of people have been injured emotionally and physically. And these people all have paid a price for us to live a better life. They've paid a price. What sends somebody, what puts a soldier on the battlefield who would pay their price in their life so that you and I could have a better life? It's dreams. Jesus had a dream for us and he came as a man and he died upon the cross. He died for our sins. He dreamed for a better life for you and I. And so I want to encourage you today to be a dreamer, be a kingdom dreamer. The Bible says in the King James Version of Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. In the NIV version, it says, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraint. In the Message version, it says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are blessed, our most blessed. So our dreaming life is such an important life. You know the problem with oppression? Oppression, it pushes you down and it stops your ability or your desire for more. You just accept a little bit more. But God is a God of abundance. Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able to do super abundantly, far over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts or dreams. Why? To him be the glory in the church. So God wants us to live a super abundant life. But what happens is we cope and we adjust in life to say, well, that I've been oppressed. I've had this happen in my life. In this season, we have lost so much. In this season, we've missed out on things that we love doing. And the challenge to us is not to lessen our dream and just accept the next little bit. We've got to keep dreaming for the open spaces. We got to keep dreaming for the abundance of heaven. We got to keep dreaming. You think about this. Joseph kept dreaming in the prison. He kept interpreting the dreams of other people. You don't interpret someone's dream if you don't have a dream. And so in a moment of being locked down and locked up, he then became second in charge. Why did that happen? Because he didn't lessen his dream. He didn't say, well, if I just had that little bit, that would be okay. No, that's not okay, church. Let me encourage you and challenge you. You got a dream. You know, they say the new norm. Let me tell you what the new norm is. The new norm is heaven's norm. And heaven's norm is abundance. Heaven's norm is a place flowing with milk and honey. Heaven's norm is for you and I to worship God and come together and see places packed. Let the churches be filled again, for this is a great outpouring. There's a great awakening. Awakening coming. The new norm is you to be blessed. The new norm is God to provide for you. The new norm is for you and your family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, church, you got a dream, because in your dreams comes your future.
Amen.
You see, God is a dreamer, and he dreamed us into existence. And so our nature is very Christ-like when we dream. You know, the Bible says here, if people can't see what God is doing, or if people don't have a vision, they cast off restraint or they perish. The word perish comes from the Hebrew word para. And when fully understands, it reveals several ways dreamlessness can imprison us. You see, perish means, number one, watch this, if you're right, taking notes or you're shouting, it means unbridled, uncontrolled, and unrestrained. So without a vision, without a dream, people become unbridled, uncontrolled, or unrestrained. Where there is no dream or vision, we are like a horse without a bridle or a car without a steering wheel or brakes, out of control, headed for disaster. You see, that's what people do when they don't have a vision. Well, I don't have a vision for my life, so I'll just do whatever I want to do now. I'll just feed my flesh. That's what people who don't have a vision, that's the word perish. You see, something must direct these efforts and qualities that something is a clear vision. Someone once says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. You need a dream. See, what a bridle does is it provides a connection point for a horse's reins. So here, you're riding a horse, and a bridle will be the connection point to where the head turns. So when you have a vision, it's like the connection point where to send your direction. What does a bridle do? It allows the rider of the horse to control its great strength and ability, making these things work for him and not against him. See, that's what a vision does, church. It makes things work for you. The Bible says that God works for your good. What keeps you going to walk in the goodness of God is have a vision for your life. As soon as you lose your dream or stop dreaming or stop having a vision, you let everything else take control and you're like a horse without a bridle. But a bridle allows the rider of the horse to control its great strength and ability. And that's what a dream does. An out of control horse is not only unproductive, it is dangerous and destructive. The big challenge in this season is that we be people who have no dream, who have no vision, and we just meander along in life, letting things destroy us like the enemy and life itself. But dream, push through, like those soldiers that we are celebrating on November 11th. Their dream pushed us through to a better life. With a bridle and reins, a rider can turn a horse with just a gentle tug. It's not difficult to see how dreams function in this way, keeping us moving in the right direction. Dreams not only steer us, they provide restraint. Where there is no vision, people are unrestrained. So firstly, it means the word perish means to be unbridled, uncontrolled, or unrestrained. But the word perish here also means to be naked, uncovered, and unprotected or exposed. The concept is often figurative, referring to one that is uncovered or unprotected, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually. The word can actually be translated into exposed. So where there's no vision, people are unprotected and vulnerable to wrong choices, compromise, and distractions, and that waste time and energy. My challenge to us today, church, is that we live a life of vision, that we live under the protection of God's destiny. What protected Joseph in the prison was his dream. What protected Joseph in Potiphar's house was his dream. Why would a person who had a dream, sold as a slave, lost everything, serve his master so well, become the head of the household? What would keep him going was a dream from God. What would keep somebody who was accused of doing something he never did, thrown into prison and at the time become the head of the prisoners and to looking after how the prison would operate with so much confidence from the soldiers that were looking after the prison, and he's interpreting dreams of other people. What kept him protected in that moment? I'm sure he felt like giving up. I'm sure he felt like making his vision smaller. But something kept him protected in that moment and in that season. And that was a dream from God. That was a dream from God. You see, perish means to be naked or exposed or unprotected. Your dream protects your future. Now, perish means to be unready or unprepared. Perish means to be unready or unprepared. Dr. Spiros Zohaitis in his lexicon says it is used to describe missing an opportunity by letting it slip through the fingers. Where there's no vision or dreams, opportunities will be missed. On the other hand, focused vision produces alertness to opportunity. Church, in this season, as we're coming out of lockdown, as we're coming out of restraint and restriction, as we're coming out of challenge, keep dreaming, looking for the opportunities of God. Keep dreaming, seeing, reaching people for Christ, loving people, encouraging people. Keep dreaming, because dreamers have courage. People who lose dreams, who give up on dreams, or lessen their dreams, lessen their courage. I'm sure Joseph would have felt discouraged. I'm sure Joseph would have felt like giving up. I'm sure Joseph would have felt like he was defeated at times. But he had to have shaken off those things that sapped him from his courage. How can you go to a king and interpret a dream that he has without courage? He could be killed if he gave the wrong interpretation. But courage pushed him towards his dream. Opportunity. See, dreams give you opportunity, make you alert to the possibilities. And I want us, church, in this season to get in his presence and begin to dream once more. Dream like you've never dreamt before. the Bible says in the last days, and we are, I believe, living in last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young man shall see visions, your old man shall dream dreams, and even on the women, I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy. You see, God's promised and a great outpouring, but it comes by dreamers. It comes by people who get in His presence and have a vision. You see, dreams create direction. The fourth meaning of para is to withdraw. In Exodus 5, para is used in the context of withdrawing or unwilling to work. You see, when there is oppression, there becomes a withdrawing and settling and just trying to survive. God has not called you to survive. God has called you to thrive. He says it's a year of acceleration. Divine acceleration is only an acceleration that comes from God, but we have to activate our faith, church. We've got to activate our courage and get up and begin to be looking for opportunity. It is not a time to withdraw. You see, in life, parents sometimes can motivate their kids with discipline and pain. Our Heavenly Father doesn't want to motivate us with pain. He wants to motivate us with a dream. He knows that lacking a dream will cause me to be unmotivated. It may come as a surprise to you that the greatest motivator in life is not need. If that were the case, the most motivated people would be always those on welfare. Sadly, this is not sometimes the case. Without a dream to work towards, without someone else to provide for them, welfare recipients are often unmotivated, unwilling to work. The most motivated in a company, at least in the startup days, is the owner of the dream, not his employees. There is no greater motivator to hard work than a dream. So it is not time to withdraw. Some people might go, well, I like this sort of deal. I was talking to someone the other day who loves God, who loves the church. And he goes, you know, he said, I could get settled with this Sunday morning, have a coffee, sit in front of the TV and watch online church experience. And he goes, but that's not what I was created to do. I was created to be in community. I was created to come together where iron sharpens iron. But he said, my flesh wants to just settle down. And you know, in his state where he is, they can have 300 attend church where they are right now. And he's like, well, I don't know if I want to drive into that. I'll just turn online. No. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Bible says, it was good to me when they said, let us go into the house of God. You know, an online experience is what we can do right now. And all around the world, there are people we are reaching. But the greatest thing that God created was His church to be the vehicle for our revival that the world has yet to see. A revival that God is going to move in such great power and strength. And it's when we go to the house of God and we celebrate Him. See, we can't just be like somebody who watches a wedding on Zoom. As good as that is, Zoom, I've been to Zoom weddings and they've been okay. But there's nothing better than being there, celebrating it, creating the joy. There's no restriction on sound. Zoom restricts your sound. But when you're in the place, there is an unbridled, unlimited sound. See, para, perish, means to withdraw. Have you been withdrawing? Have you just been? See, when you're oppressed by something, when things that hold you back from your dream, the problem is we just can go, oh, I just need a breath to get the next breath. That's cool, you get there, but you can't live there. You got to get to the place where you flourish. Dream. Dreamers do not withdraw. Don't withdraw in this season. Para is also used elsewhere in Scripture to describe rejecting counsel. See Proverbs 1:25, Proverbs 8:33, Proverbs 13:18, Proverbs 15:32. Interesting. Where there is no vision, people are unteachable. Perhaps the opposite is easier to see. One who is pursuing a dream is constantly looking for new, fresh ideas to help them on their journey. They realize what without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. See, plans go wrong for the lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Proverbs 20:18 tells us, prepare plans by consultation. Proverbs 28, plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. You see, the wise dreamer knows the importance of this and pursues wisdom and counsel and creative new ideas. You see, dreams soften the heart and open the mind. Where you don't have a dream, you harden your heart and close your thinking. So let the people God has put over your life speak into your life. Let who God, that you know, God's put spiritual leaders and He's put people in your life, urban life coaches. Don't just say, well, I live but for myself. No, no, be open to counsel. Have a soft heart and an open mind because you are a dreamer. The last, sixth and final definition of para relates especially to two or more people sharing a dream. The word para means to let down, unbraid hair. To unbraid is to separate or unravel. Where there is no common vision, people become disconnected. Commonality of cause and vision, however, provides and brings people and their labors together. Where the context is world evangelization or civil rights, saving babies, saving whales, shared dreams motivate people to forget their differences and work for the cause. Psalm 133 says, where there is unity, God commands a blessing. That word command means to give charge to appoint, to commission, to ordain. You see, your dream and my dream for the purpose of His kingdom to come on earth, as we come together and we put our finances, our talents, our times, our energy together, we become the church victorious. We become the church all powerful that makes an impact in education, that makes an impact in the political sphere, that makes an impact in business, that makes an impact in family and social services, that makes an impact in the media and music and creativity. When your dream and my dream come together, you think about this. We are in a season this year of incredible restrictions and lockdown, but dreams of releasing the sounds of heaven came together, and this album Over It All was put together by people bringing their talent, their time, their energy to see His kingdom come on earth. You see, where there is no dream, people perish. They become divided. They don't share a dream. They become disconnected. They don't have a commonality of cause and vision. But when you do have a dream, we bring our labors together. We bring everything we have from God together. And we focus on what we have in common, empowering generations to win generations. We focus on, we say, okay, I've got to have courage for this season. I can't just sit back here in my house and just get oxygen. I've got to get in this life and run and begin to step into the God-given destiny of superabundant living. This is a year of acceleration, divine acceleration, not momentum made by man. We will see in this season, as we're coming out, incredible divine acceleration. Joseph saw it. Ruth saw it. Jesus saw it. Paul saw it. I can take you through person after person after person. When they had an encounter with God and had a dream from God, they had divine acceleration. Come on, church, lift your dream. Come on, don't just dream a little dream. Get in His presence. We have a big God. You're not called to survive. You're called to thrive. Greater is He that's in you then he that's in the world, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Come on, Planet Boomer. Come on, Planet Uni person. Come on, Planet Kids person. Come on, Urban Life coach. Come on, adult. Come on, Planet Business. Come on, Empower people. Come on, Planet Shakers people. Let's get in the presence of God. We've just given you a tour with a new album. What an amazing time to get in His presence and say, God, fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me with your dreams and your possibilities and your purposes. It is a time to stand with courage. It is a time to cast all our cares on Him, because cares will rob you of your dreams.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.